meantime, water had come up and filled the lower panels with dirt, silt. So they got to Fairbanks, and they had another Standard there. We didn't have no engine in it. So I had some tools, and I'd been fiddling around and fixing things, and Ralph Wien came over and asked me if I'd go up and help him change the lower panels on the airplane, and I did. I went up there, and the three of us, we braced up the top wings and took the lower panels off and took the other airplane all apart, took both panels off, the top one and the lower one, and changed them. And we got through about, I don't know, about 15, 20 minutes, 12, and Noel asked me if I'd like to take a ride with him. And he said, "You bet." So he took me up, and that's 1924. That's how I kind of got started in it that way then, in the aviation business. And I went from there and fixing. Stayed at the Sampson, and in 25 I quit Sampson, went to work for the FE company. But I kept my hand in working around airplanes. And 1929, Tom Girard came to me and he asked me if I wanted to go to work for Alaska Airways. That's Ben's outfit. He bought out all these companies. And I said, "Sure." And I guess so, anyway. So I talked it over with the people now at the FE company. They wanted me to stay, but I was wanting to get into the business. So I quit and went out there. And I've been a damn thing ever since. 29. And I worked there, and then it would come to be Pacific Alaska Airlines. And I got a bad case of rheumatism there. And goddamn, I had sciatic rheumatism off the back. Couldn't walk. So they took me over to Circle Hot Springs. I spent a month over there. And it helped, all right, but enough with no cure. So I come back, and I was just getting to be feeling where I could hack it again, walk around real good and everything. I wasn't going to go back to work yet. If I didn't get a letter, they fired me. Yeah. So that was that. And then I went to work back to Sampson again. And I worked there for a year or so, and then I went up, worked for Frank Pollock.